Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, it's good to have you back once again here at the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We're excited about what the Lord's going to be doing today, amen, and I hope that you're enjoying this message that we've been preaching concerning drifting. And I tell you, that's something that every single one of us as Christians have to be careful about, and that we don't drift away, that we don't let things slip, amen, that we neglect so great of salvation. We are preaching at youth camp to a bunch of teenagers and a bunch of young people, and I hope that this is a blessing to you. We preach part number one, speaking about the responsibility. Your spiritual life is your responsibility. And today we're going to be speaking about distractions that come during the your spiritual life, and that we got to be careful lest we let those things slip from us. We're going back to the live service at this time.
I want you to take, once again, your Bibles and go to Hebrews chapter number 2. I want to preach on the theme verse, and the thought that I would like to take is the dangers of drifting. The dangers of drifting. Look at the text with me tonight. The Bible says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them, what? Slip. Amen.
This will begin part two of the message, and we are asking the congregation that's there to stand to their feet if they've been saved and born again.
Look here, just to stand to your feet tonight. You're saying, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now watch this week. Now look here, I'm not throwing on you not one bit. I thank God for your response and your sensitivity to the Lord. I've seen this week, what I've seen is some sparks of religion. You say, what's religion, preacher? What are you talking about? There's a difference between religion and relationship. There's been a lot of things done in the name of religion that's despicable. There's been a lot of people killed because of religious acts. Religion never saved anybody. In fact, religion's what put Christ on the cross. Jesus didn't come here to die for religion. This is what Jesus came to die for. To seek and save that which was lost. How did we get lost, preacher? Every one of us was. Look, we've heard it this week. Brother Brian preached it last night. How did we become lost, preacher? You got to go back to the beginning. They disobeyed the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Brother Brian said, they crossed the boundary line. They went into a place they should have never gone. God didn't want them to go to that place. But because they crossed that boundary line, let me tell you this, we are still feeling the effects of the sin of man from the very beginning. And this is where we're at tonight. Look here, your spiritual life is your responsibility. Can I tell you tonight, if you're saved by the grace of God, it's not God's fault if you don't pray. It's not God's fault if you don't read your Bible. It's not God's fault if you don't grow. It's not God's fault. Look here, y'all see what I'm saying? Your spiritual life is your responsibility. And so may I say tonight, if you're saying to yourself, I'm just not going to get too close, you're drifting away. You're letting those things which you have heard slip from you. God never intended for you to be a mediocre Christian. How many of us like relationships? It's like, I don't know how I stand with that person. Now, ain't none of us like that, do they? We want somebody that's going to be there when it's tough. I want to share with you tonight a portion of history that didn't make most of the history books. And so I'm going to name a place, and I'm going to see if you know who was there. Ford's Theater. Ford's Theater, Washington, D.C. Do you know who was there? Somebody yell it out. Abraham Lincoln, thank you. Abraham Lincoln. Now let me go on. You just said it, I believe, a minute ago. What happened to Abraham Lincoln that day? He was assassinated, okay. All right, now what he just said there, he went there and he said, he was assassinated by John. He's talking about John Wilkes Booth. But what you didn't speak about was his security guard. Let me talk about his security guard for just a moment. There was a man by the name of John F. Parker. He became one of the first officers in the newly formed Metropolitan Police Force. His record was not great, for he had been disciplined several times due due to being found drunk on the job and falling asleep while on duty. It's almost unbelievable to learn that despite his record, Mr. Parker was appointed an official bodyguard of the President of the United States. And on April the 14th, he reported to duty at Ford's Theater to await the arrival of Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln, who were planning to attend a performance of Our American President. After the president arrived, Parker took his seat outside the state box, and he was the only security agent that night. From his seat outside the box, however, Parker could not see the play, and he could only hear it. And so, deserting his post, he found a better seat. And during intermission, he actually left the theater to join some friends for a drink in the adjacent saloon. Whether or not Parker ever returned to the theater is unknown. He was nowhere to be found when John Wilkes Booth had a pistol 6 inches from Lincoln's head and then sent a bullet through the president's left ear. When you drift away, friend, tonight, away from your responsibility, away from your post, it doesn't just affect you, it affects everybody around you. So may I say to you, there's a lot of people tonight that stood up and said that they're saved by the grace of God. I mentioned a minute ago that your spiritual life is your responsibility. So if that is the case, then everybody that you come into contact with on a daily basis ought to know that you're a Christian. It's the only time that you identify as a Christian while you're in church. Because that doesn't sound like a relationship to me. That sounds like religion. That's what they do at the Catholic Church. They only identify with the things of God as they go to Mass, and as they do this, and as they do that, and as they do the other, right? But tonight you said that you have a relationship with Jesus, but do you have a relationship outside of this building and outside of church events? Are you identified as a child of God? I want to ask you tonight, how many of your friends have ever heard you use profanity? How many of your friends tonight have watched you do things that are ungodly? Some have even called you out and said, I thought you were a Christian. One decision after another led this tragic event, and it began with one man's responsibility who left his post of duty, and somebody got killed because of his lack of responsibility. You say, preacher, how do you get in this type of shape? You drift little by little. That's how you get there. Look, drifting away from your commitment to God and your commitment to other people and replacing it with personal desires and things that you want to do, friend, that brings you to that place of isolation. It takes you to a place. Can I tell you tonight? There should be nobody in this room that's depressed out of their mind that they want to end it all. You say, why, preacher? Because I'm not floating in the wind. I'm not sinking in the sand. I'm standing on the solid rock tonight, and I'm anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the wind blows and the world crumbles, can I tell you, I can stand on the fact of knowing, hey, if I lose my life, I still have Jesus. I look around this room tonight and I see young people with discouragement. Why? Why is it? I can tell you why. Because the greatest thing in your life is not a truck, it's not a car, it's not money in the bank. The greatest thing in your life is Jesus. But here's the thing, it's much more than just identifying that I'm a Christian. You have to do things more than just say, I love Jesus and he loves me. It has to be seen and evident in your life through relationship. Not only is drifting a result of irresponsibility, but drifting is also the result of distractions. Now let me ask you tonight, what would you consider to be a distraction in your spiritual life? Somebody throw out a distraction real quick that the world offers you every day. Okay, that's exactly the one I was going to use. Thank you. They say that one of the worst train accidents, now you listen here, one of the worst train accidents in American history took place in the fall of 2008 near Chatsworth, California. A Metrolink commuter train ran a red light on the tracks and collided head-on with a freight train, killing 25 people and injuring 135 others. The engineer of the train was 46-year-old Robert Sanchez, a veteran of the company. So what went wrong? That's the question, right? When a tragic accident takes place, investigators come in and they investigate the situation and they look to see what happened, what went wrong. Come to find out that when the investigators probed the accident, they found that Sanchez received 7 text messages during that trip and had sent 5 himself during that catastrophic ride. One person said that they had received a text message from Sanchez 1 minute before the crash. I begin to think about it tonight. I've seen it in my own church. These preachers probably have seen it as well. And the reason why that you have no cell phone here tonight is because you receive too many text messages during church services. It only takes one text message to lose the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell you tonight that this one text message caught his eyes off the red light and cost 25 people and 135 people, 25 people their lives, and 135 people were never the same after that day. How many of us have been lured by the devil away from God because of distractions? Now look, it doesn't have to be a cell phone. Anything that it takes to get our attention off the Savior is a hindrance to our spiritual walk. What's the purpose tonight? Why kneel in the altar? Why claim salvation? Why ask Jesus to be your Savior? Why stand and say, I'm going to heaven forever, and not participate and not enjoy your salvation to which you have in the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't understand you. I don't understand how you can sit in church, and I don't understand how you can sit back and not read your Bible and say, I'm saved. And I don't understand how you can sit around and not pray to the Heavenly Father when He's invested all in you. It's irresponsibility. And the reason why that you're not faithful is because of distractions in your life. Listen, young people, you know what would be the greatest thing that ever happened to you? For you to make a decision. You know what? My cell phone, I'm gonna spend some time here where I need to spend time. I'm going to prioritize my time, and then I'm going to spend some time with God. And I think it ought to be your mission to never carry your cell phone in the house of God because of distractions. The result of drifting, irresponsibility, distractions.
I hate to cut in right there, but we're going to have to stop the message because we're going to pick up on another point tomorrow. And so please tune back in tomorrow for part number 3 of the message concerning drifting. I tell you, we've seen a lot of different things. We've talked about how that our spiritual life is our responsibility. We're as close to God as we want to be. And then we talked today about that area of distractions and how that those distractions seem to take us away from the things of the Lord. So we look forward to seeing you once again tomorrow at the Back to the Bible radio broadcast, 12:45 to 1 o'clock. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.